The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
This is the Friday, December 17th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We'll set you up in 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into this weekend's slate of games. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Anita Marks, Mike Clay with you each and every Friday. We always like to look back before we look forward, looking back to week 14. Not an outstanding week. We went 17-15. Still were winners on the season, 197 out of 345, which means we're at 57%, which means we're still winning some people some money, which is good, Mike. But we always strive to do better, right?
Absolutely. Definitely my worst week of the year. Just a bizarre week. There were a lot of blowouts, right? And game scripts gone wrong. It was just one of them weeks, right? I remember watching the 1 o'clocks. If you were keeping an eye on them, there were just so many blowout games. You know, it was just one of those. It just happens. You know, it happens sometimes. So my worst week of the year, but we'll get back on track this week, Anita.
It's interesting. It was one of my best weeks of the year. Why? Because you typically play the unders and I typically play the overs.
Touché.
But let's look forward to week 15. And again, we need to be professional here, and really we're in a sad state of affairs when it comes to COVID-19. Just about 30 minutes prior to us taping this podcast, it was announced that Sean Payton has tested positive for COVID-19. So now he's not going to be on the sideline coaching the Saints, which very well could hurt, of course, because of how instrumental he is in the development of Taysom Hill. But nonetheless, it's very fluid right now. We tape this podcast at 1:30 in the afternoon on Friday. You might be listening to it at 10 a.m. on Sunday. So just make sure you go online and stay on top of the players who very well could, we don't know, in the next 24 to 48 hours, test positive for COVID. And obviously that changes a lot of what we're talking about. So just do your due diligence, especially this week, because of, how severe people are contracting COVID-19. So with that being said, let's start with the Patriots and the Colts. I am all in on Mac Jones this week. And I think his numbers are pedestrian, Mike, because what, 4 passes last week, the week prior to his bye week against the Bills. This is a Colts team. They're good against the run, not so great against the pass. They rank 17th in against the pass, their passing defense. And they're below 20% in regard to their blitz rate and their pressure rate. So Mac Jones should have all day back there, and we know what a surgeon he is and what he can be, even as a rookie, which has been really outstanding. So I'm going Mac Jones over 1.5 touchdown passes, no interception, over 20.5 completions, over 226.5 passing yards. I also like Kendrick Bourne over 41.5 receiving yards. I know that Myers is the one who's been getting a lot of the targets, but the targets that Bourne has been getting, he makes the most out of. And I think 41.5, considering the amount of time that I believe the Patriots are going to be passing the ball, he can achieve that. And you get that at plus 105. And last but not least, I think Wentz and that Patriots defense and how they're able to get after the quarterback, over 9.5 rushing yards for Carson Wentz at minus 125. I think that's doable as well. So I know it's a lot of prop bets for one game. We've got a small sample size. That's another thing. A lot of props are not out right now because of COVID. So the odds makers don't have them posted right now. But based on what's out there, this is probably my favorite game and my favorite slew of prop bets. Mike, what do you have?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, right now I'm looking at my updated list here, and there's only 5 full games up in terms of props for this week. So again, we just don't have a ton of options, but you know, I'm going to have fewer options than usual here, or fewer props than usual, but I still have some I like. And specifically from this game, I like Michael Pittman Jr. under 58 and a half receiving yards. You know, he's been pretty good this year. He has hit this mark in 9 of 13 games, but his targets have been kind of all over the place. And this is a very tough matchup, maybe the toughest he'll face this season, going up against New England. They've allowed the fewest receptions and fourth fewest yards to wide receivers this season. The efficiency has been good. Just the volume that they have allowed has been low. And I think he's going to draw J.C. Jackson shadow coverage. So I think he goes under 59 yards. So I like that one. On the other hand, I do like Jonathan Taylor over 92.5 rushing yards. He's gotten to 93 rushing yards in 7 of his last 10 games. Remember, he kind of started the season slow, but since then he's gotten more work. His carries are up from 14 per game early in the season to 19.9 since that point. And he's averaging, even if we include the slow start, he's averaging a little under 104 yards per game. So this is a high prop for him, his second highest of the season, but he's gone over 9 of 13 times this year. He just goes over and over and over. He's been so good this year. And by the way, New England, very good defense, but they've allowed the 11th most rushing yards to running backs this season. They're allowing 4.5 yards per carry. That's 7th highest in the NFL. You may recall just 2 weeks ago, the Titans put up 246 yards on the ground with their running backs, and that was without Derrick Henry. So I think Jonathan Taylor, considering his workload, can get there as well.
So you're not worried about the Bill Belichick narrative, take the best player on their opponent and take him out of the equation. You're not worried about that at all when it comes to Jonathan Taylor.
Maybe to some extent, but I think that you can run on them, right? We've seen that so far this season. So if you combine volume, which is king, always chase the volume with it, you know, the resume he has, the efficiency, how good he is, and the fact that you can run on New England, it doesn't concern me as much. And I'm sure they'll consider Michael Pittman to be a pretty significant weapon as well. And they'll put J.C. Jackson on him, trying to slow down Wentz in the passing game. So, you know, I get that to some extent, but I think even if you consider it, I still think Taylor getting over 92.5 is certainly viable.
Miami going up against the Jets defense, one of the worst in the NFL. They ranked 29th against the pass. Also, Waddle is going to be out because of COVID. So an uptick, obviously, with Devontae Parker. He played 70% of the snaps last week. So with Waddle not there, I think he could have a monster day. So I'm waiting anxiously to see what prop bets come out on Tua, as well as Devontae Parker. And depending where they are, more than likely, 8 times out of 10, I'm going to be playing the over. So I'm going to keep an eye on that. But I know you have a prop bet that you like in this matchup, right?
I do. Ryan Tannehill over 28.5 pass attempts, and also yes to throw an interception. We got burned on that one last week, but you know, again, his resume says he's always a decent bet to throw a pick. So a plus money, I like that. But the pass attempt one, that actually opened at 28.5. It went up to 29.5 and then came back down to 28.5. So you got to keep an eye on that. I like it either way. He's averaging 32.3 attempts per game this season. He's had more than 28 and 7 of his 13 games, but actually you look a little closer at that, right? Because game script matters. And certainly that's a big driver for pass attempts, and they have 5 wins by 9+ points. So 2-score games, you know, they've won 5 games by big margins. And he's gotten to 29 pass attempts in only one of those 5. It makes sense, right? So what if we just look at the 8 games that were close wins or losses? Well, he's gotten to this mark in 6 of those 8 games, right? It makes a lot of sense. So this game this week is supposed to be close. It's a pick 'em essentially. So might float between a point or two, but it's going to be a close line. You would expect it to be a competitive game. And the Steelers, by the way, have faced 29 plus pass attempts in 10 of 13 games. So everything kind of aligns here with him throwing more than 28 passes. The only risk here is if they get up early and they're protecting a lead throughout, that's it, because they will run the ball in that scenario. So, but again, I think if you consider all the variables, the over is a lot more likely than the under. So that's the way I'm going.
Again, this is the Steelers and the Tennessee Titans game. My prop bet here is Deontay Foreman over 52.5 rushing yards. The Steelers rushing defense, 29th in the NFL. I know, not typical of what we've seen from them, but this is a different year. Foreman has 32 carries in his last 2 games, and he's averaging 5 yards per carry. So that's my prop bet in that one. Let's take a look at the Saints and the Bucs. Like I said, 30 minutes before we started taping this podcast, Sean Payton now has tested positive for COVID. So reports are that he's not going to be on the sideline, which very well could be a big hit for Taysom Hill, because he's really been the one who's engineered this, we'll call it an experiment, of Taysom Hill as the starting quarterback of the Saints. But I'm still going to play these bets. I mean, Taysom Hill over 8.5 rushing attempts. I think that's what you have to do. I think you take a page out of the Josh Allen playbook from last week. Over 43 and a half rushing yards. Josh Allen, as we know, rushed for over 100. Also, I'm going Alvin Kamara under 87 and a half rushing and receiving yards. One thing that we do know about the Bucs is that they've got a much better rush defense than they do pass defense. And last but not least, Deontay Harris still in that four-game suspension. So Tre'Quan Smith, a warm body to throw to, over or under 2.5 receptions. I'm going over here. It's a little bit more juice than what I like. It's minus 160. But those are a few of the prop bets that I'm going to be playing in this matchup. What do you have, Mike?
Yeah, so I'm going to go back to the well with one that I liked last week. I mean, lost on. It was Taysom Hill over 1.5 passing touchdowns at plus 210. So speaking of juice, we're getting some really good stuff here. We did miss it last week, but he scored 2 touchdowns again. It happened to be both that were on the ground. But, you know, you look back at his 6 starts in the NFL, he scored exactly 2 touchdowns in all of them. 3 of them, he had 2 rushing touchdowns. 3 of them, he had 2 passing touchdowns. And, you know, if you look a little closer, and this makes perfect sense, the rushing touchdown games where he had 2 were with his low volume passing games, right? He was under 24 pass attempts in all those games. The passing touchdown games were the high volume games where he had 37 or more pass attempts in all 3. Well, the Saints are 11-point underdogs in Tampa Bay this week. We would expect them to throw the ball against this Tampa Bay defense that has faced 40.7 pass attempts per game. That is highest in the NFL. And the passing touchdowns have followed. They've allowed 2 or more in 8 of 13 games. So again, you know, I'm at my projections 1.4, right? So it's a little below the 1.5 line, but we're getting plus 210. So I'm going to take that all day for Taysom Hill. So I like that one. And I'm also going to go an over yardage prop here with Alvin Kamara, over 88 and a half scrimmage yards, rush plus receiving yards. So this one's only minus 210. It's a very low number for what we've seen this season from Kamara. In fact, you know, we have 5 of these on the books this year, 5 scrimmage yard props for him. All of them were above 104, and he went over on 4 of those 5. So why is it this low? It's the matchup, right? The Bucs, we think about as a really good defense against the run, but they haven't really been as dominant as of late. They faced a league low 203 rushes by running backs this season. So they have allowed the fewest rushing yards to running backs, but they've faced 108 running back targets. It's 3rd most in the NFL. They've allowed the 6th most receiving yards to running backs. Their efficiency is around mid-pack. 5 backs have already gotten to 89 yards against them. And, you know, Jonathan Taylor, Cordarrelle Patterson, some good backs, right? But also Khalil Herbert, Miles Gaskin, Devin Singletary, right? You can, running backs can get to this number against this Buccaneers defense. So, you know, he's averaging over 109 yards per game this season. You know, last week he came back off the injury at 31 touches, Anita. So I like the over still here for Alvin Kamara.
Interesting. So you're taking the over. I'm taking the under, maybe a bottle of wine for a little personal bet on that prop bet. I'm looking at the Green Bay Packers Ravens game. As we know, the Ravens, their secondary is just an infirmary. So I think Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, they're 2 of my favorite. I'm going to use them in a lot of DFS. I'm going to stack them in a lot of DFS matchups. So I've got Aaron Rodgers over 2.5 touchdowns. And you get that at plus money, at plus 145, Mike. And then also Davante Adams over 95 and a half receiving yards. These are really very few prop bets are out on this game. And these are 2 that absolutely caught my eye. I know you have a prop bet in the Giants Dallas Cowboys game you like, right?
Yeah, Giants fans aren't gonna roll their eyes at this one, but I'm gonna go Kenny Golladay over and over on Kenny Golladay, 35 and a half receiving yards. I think the line is just too low. It's really that simple. Look, I know he's having a rough season. The Giants offense can't score, but he still reached 36 receiving yards in 6 of his 9 games this season that he's played in full. There was that one game he got injured. Of course, it was coincidentally against Dallas earlier this season. That's who they play this week. And last week, I know he only had 15 yards, right? It was a dud without Daniel Jones, but he had 123 air yards. He had 8 targets. That suggests better days are ahead for sure. He actually has 5-plus targets and 58-plus air yards in 3 consecutive games. So I know it might be Mike Glennon. It might be Jake Fromm. It could be a complete disaster. But, I mean, look, the Cowboys have allowed 24 wide receivers to get to 36 yards this season, right? This is not a high bar. And Golladay with Kadarius Toney still sidelined is really their number 1. I mean, maybe you could say number 2 target there with Sterling Shepard. Certainly their number 1 on the perimeter. So, again, I think this line is just too low. It's really that simple.
Even with Jake Fromm?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all he got, 36 yards. You can do that on one play, you know, and if he gets 120 air yards again, I mean, he should hit this.
You know, a lot of people don't realize Jake Fromm beat out Justin Fields at Georgia for the starting quarterback position. That's why Justin Fields transferred to The Ohio State University. Just so folks know, if Jake Fromm plays at any point in time for the Giants, I don't believe that it's going to be an absolute disaster, just FYI. Well, that does it for Mike Clay and myself. Again, do your due diligence. These are trying times right now when it comes to COVID-19 and how it's affecting our wide, wide world of sport. So just make sure you stay on top of all the players that you know, hopefully will stay safe, but you never know. So that's it for today. Again, 10 minutes, we went a little bit longer. Bets that you need. And please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. And so good luck in week 15. Stay safe, everybody. And we'll talk to you next week.